Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about no spending days. Are you tired of all your stuff? Have you found yourself spending more than you'd like each month? Do you really know where your money is going? Learn how to rein in spending with Spend Free Days as we continue our month focusing on clarity.
Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
Today's episode was inspired because of downsizing last year. When we downsized, we put a big chunk on our house, took the proceeds from the house in North Raleigh and put it all on the house in Angier. Now, we did add a fence for the cats because that was the whole reason, like, we want a fence where the cats can enjoy being outside and be safe. I did a little calculator. They have a cool little thing it tells you how much you can save. So we saved $40,000 in interest, and for us, $40,000 is a chunk of change. And cut 9.5 years off our mortgage. We did a 15-year mortgage, cut 9.5 years. And so we are now it was funny. So they do something called a recast and still stretch it out 15 years. We're like, that's ridiculous. We are going to get this paid off. Our goal is in 5 years or less to get the mortgage paid off, because our mortgage is our biggest expense. And then we can really, and we're putting a little bit in savings, but really paying down the mortgage. The other thing we decided to do, 2019 ended a 30% solar credit. When we crunched the numbers, our current power company does a one-on-one match, which most people don't. They said that was probably the best deal you could get across the United States. So anyway, we looked at this as a long-term investment based on tax benefits and everything, and what we would have to pay out. And we got a HELOC, and we've been socking away savings for that. It's going to be paid off within a couple months. And so the reason we did that is, one, it increases home value. The majority of months out the year, you need to do research. You usually don't want a 100% match on solar, but do your research on that. And so, meaning that a couple months out of the year, we'll have a small bill. But our second biggest expense, monthly expense after our mortgage, are utility bills. Now we're down to just having an electric bill. But I track, because I work from home, I tracked everything. And there was a dip going down of all things. But for the last couple years in Raleigh, our electric bill increased 10%. And we are a saving house. Like, it would give you a month copy. And every month we're like, you're one of the most efficient homes in your area based on your size, based on the age of your house. And even though we're in a more rural county, the rates are higher. They do different rates by county. So electric company, the solar company that worked with said, yeah, we estimate a 4% increase. I'm like, why are the numbers? I've crunched them. So with a 10% increase, and with, I believe in general in this country, if not the world, we'll have power issues as we continue to grow. So anyway, looking at that as a long-term investment. And I share that because that's our motivation. That's our motivation not to spend. Also, you can have like a slow leak in a tire. You can be losing money and not realize it. How much are you paying attention to your budget? Are you really following it? Do you even have a budget? Also inspired because, as you know, I'm 50, and I'm not going to tell you when I turn 51. Maybe when I'm 60, if the podcast is still going on. I'm not counting on Social Security. I'm not counting for the government on anything at all. I don't expect that healthcare costs are going to be solved in my lifetime. God forbid, if one of us gets sick, I want to be able to save our lives. And so these are kind of the things as we age and we think about things that are shaping our finances and what we'd like to accomplish in getting that mortgage paid off. And this is why I want to do that, the episode today. Because if you're like, oh man, no spend days, I don't think I can do that. So why would you want to do no spend days? Well, peace of mind. Now, money doesn't make you happy necessarily, because I see a lot of people that have a lot of money that it's never going to be enough. They're not truly happy, but it does give you, most people, a certain sense of peace. You're not going to go bankrupt if you have to pay for a surgery, which for someone else that might happen. You're not going to have to choose between keeping the lights on or having food that month. And so money on one hand gives you peace of mind. It allows you to, if you want to take a vacation, you can do that. There are certain aspects of peace of mind that money allows you to have. Maybe you're in debt right now. Maybe your motivation is, man, I hate seeing that every month I'm paying a 10% interest, right? My credit card just said it's going to jack it up to 18% and Congress isn't doing anything. So I'm having months where I'm just paying the interest to get my credit card paid off. Being in debt is not fun. Being in debt affects everything. If we didn't have excellent credit, we wouldn't have gotten a great mortgage rate deal without having to pay for points. We wouldn't have gotten a great HELOC interest rate if we were in debt. All that affects everything. It affects your credit, affects all of it. Maybe you haven't put anything towards retirement. Again, I'm not counting on the government. Maybe one of my nieces and nephew will hit the jackpot and be a billionaire. Who knows? Maybe we will. Maybe not. So I want to have money for retirement. I do not want to have to work if I don't choose to when I'm 70, because I see a lot of seniors working that, if I'm guessing correctly, don't want to. So I want to live, I don't need to live high off the hog. I want to be comfortable. I want to still be able to have cats and have money to take them to the vet, have money to take myself to the doctor, and have money for retirement so that I don't have to be working for the man every day until I die. Savings. You know, they say, I think you should have 6 months, a year of emergency savings. Never know if, oh, no, we got a busted, what do we have now? I think we have a heat pump. And they had just replaced it 2 years ago and included an invoice. And I think the heat pump was like $6,000 or something. Might have been $10,000. I'm like, that's a chunk of change. Do you have that in savings? We had, last year, had to replace the water heater. That was like, I think, $1,500, which wasn't too bad. But we hadn't been expecting, or maybe it was 2 years ago we had to do that. Anyway. It's 50, well, we had it in savings, so we're okay. But if you have no savings, maybe your motivation to get some cash is to put it in saving. You might want to invest money. You know, there are smart people that make their money work for them. Again, you know, I have a whole theory on that. If you have not watched The Big Short, please watch The Big Short. Every American needs to watch that film. You need to be aware of what's going on. And watch it till the end when they say the last line. That's, you're going to be like, what? You might want to invest your money. And maybe you don't take the traditional route of stocks and bonds, but maybe you want to be a venture capitalist. If you save money, you can invest it. Paying off student loans. One of the best thing my parents gave me when I graduated college, no student loans. I am eternally grateful for that. You know, Warren Buffett, who is one of the most brilliant investors of our time, gave each child and grandchild a home and paid for their education. And most people are like, what, he's a billionaire, that's not much. I'm telling you, to have a house paid for and to have no student debt gives you a big leg up. And what we've done with the student debt and student loans is, I'm embarrassed by it because it's just predatory lending, and I hope we'll stop someday. But anyway, you've got a lot of student loans. Doing those no spend days, they're going to help pay that off. Reduces your stress. If you're not worrying about where your next paycheck's going to come, if you have savings, if something happens, just all across the board, having money reduces your stress. And then stop wasting money on stuff you really don't like. Maybe you get something and it goes bad in a year because you buy the 10 for 10 at Kroger's, or that you never really use. You're like, oh, you know, I really like this, and then you never wear it. How many of you have clothes hanging in your closet that still have the tags on them? How many of you have never opened up a game? You're like, oh, it looked interesting in the store and got it home. I'm like, eh, don't want to use it. So those are just a few of the reasons why you might want to implement some no spending days. It might be your motivation. And I'd love to hear what your motivation is. Implementing no spend days. You're like, all right, got my motivation. What am I going to do? I'm going to encourage you to tailor it to your lifestyle. Quite frankly, maybe a day is too much and you start out by not buying coffee or tea in the morning and you go from there. And that's okay. Remember, I want you to celebrate where you are, no matter where that is, because each of those little steps adds up and makes a difference. Those steps are the building blocks to making and creating big changes. Maybe you can do one day a week. Maybe you can stretch it to a weekend. Or maybe you are already rock and roll and going to commit an entire month, 30 days, no spend days. One of the things you're going to want to decide is what's okay to spend. If you choose to have a no spend day on the first of the month, and that's when your mortgage is due, you're not going to not pay your mortgage. Of course, you're going to pay your mortgage. So make a list of what things are okay. Mortgage or rent, utilities, insurance, phone or internet, gas, groceries, kind of the basics, right? You want to make sure you don't starve. If you need medicine, of course, you're going to want to pay for that. So list out, and again, really challenge yourself here. Everything that I've mentioned are kind of basics and necessities. I did an episode a while back of want versus need. I encourage you to check that out because a lot of times we think our wants are needs, but they really aren't. Some of the things that probably wouldn't or shouldn't make the cut on no spend days are beauty services, entertainment. So for Tony and me, that'd be no escape rooms. Eating out, coffee, drinks with friends. Again, be really aware, is it a need or a want? And you might say to me, Julie, I'm on the CBS National News as a national anchor. I have to have my hair looking good. Okay, perhaps for you, that is a need. But really challenge yourself here. Don't just automatically say, of course it's a need. I want you to challenge yourself.
Some people mistakenly believe that you're either born organized or you aren't. That's not true. Getting organized and clearing clutter, as well as learning to be more mindful and aware, is a skill that you can learn and will support you your entire life. Julie Caraccio's online classes and workshop are broken down into smaller chapters, each with manageable steps and action items for you to implement in video and audio. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more.
What's your motivation to do? I gave a bunch at the beginning. If you have motivation, it's really going to support you. When it's a challenge that, oh man, I really, really, really want that. Okay, but could that be money going to pay off the mortgage? Is that my goal of getting the mortgage paid in 5 years or less? How long? Decide, you know, again, mornings, a month, 3 days. Set up your parameters. Okay, this is going to be the length. This is going to be what we can buy. This is what we can't buy. Make sure that everyone knows. I'm going to encourage you to go with your family. If you're single, you're good to go. If you have, I'd talk to the cats. I talk to the cats all the time, and that's okay. You might think I'm nuts, but you go with your family. If you have kids involved, I am a huge fan of teaching kids to clear their clutter early on. I think this would be a great thing to do as a family, you know, and do it at least once a year. Give kids a good sense of understanding the value of money. I have a friend and they have always, he's graduated college, but they had a child that would overspend or overdraft or whatever it is, the banks. I've never done it. So this is one thing I was always really never wanted to happen. So anyway, always bail him out, always bail him out. And he's going to come into a lot of money someday. And I thought, but if you haven't instilled in him, he doesn't get it. And maybe he does now. I don't know. I'm not in touch with her anymore. But I thought that he's going to be in trouble because he has no sense. He knows he has this large trust fund coming. And, you know, you haven't set any parameters about it. So you may, there are people that you look at Michael Jackson who dropped millions in a spending spree. I can't even get my head around that. But there are people that are able to do that. So when you do no spend days and other things like clearing clutter regularly with your kids, you're instilling good skills in them. You're setting them up for success in life. Eat what's in the freezer or pantry. I was reorganizing things today and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, smoothies. It's a little cooler to smoothie. I'm having a warm day today as I record this and have a short sleeve top on. But after this is done, I'm getting a smoothie. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I hadn't looked at the freezer in a while. I'm like, oh, do I have raspberries? I can't remember. And I try to always write lists, didn't. So anyway, long-winded story on your no spend days. Check out your freezer or pantry and see what you can make from there. Google what you have and Google will come up with the recipe for you. There's someone that created a book based on what you have in your pantry or freezer of recipes. What can you do for free? You can do family game night. When I was growing up, before the baby was born, we had family game night every Friday night and would play games with my parents and have popcorn. That's a really fond memory for me. You can do family game night. You can do puzzles. You can read a book. You might discover a new talent or skill. You might bake. You might cook. You might volunteer. There are lots of things that you can do for free that are going to enrich your life. Now would be a great time, as you're not spending money, to declutter and make some money. You know, with things like OfferUp and Letgo and all these apps, they make it much easier. Take a picture, post it, describe it, get it sold. So now's a good time. You have all this free time. Go through everything you own. I encourage everyone, all my clients, to go through stuff annually. I walk the talk on that one. We did sold a couple little things in the fall. Once this month, we are getting things, putting them aside because I want some cash and I want to declutter more. The downsizing thing was really great. And the more I get rid of, the more free I feel. And have fun and dream a little. How else can you spend money? Would you save it for something really important, like an amazing trip? We went to Spain and Portugal in the fall with my parents. Amazing. And I was reminded, this is how I want to live life. I want to go and travel. Tony and I are very much homebodies, but I really love traveling. I love talking to people. Tell me about your life. Tell me about your culture. Let me eat your food because it's yummy. And experiencing that, that's what gets me excited. That's where I want to spend time and effort and money. So if you save all this money, you know, maybe it's not installing solar, or you are really good and out of debt and have some money for retirement, treat yourself to a day at the spa. What would be really important to you? Keeping track. Come up with a way to track what you're saving, again, because this can be a big motivator. And it can also show you if you have a slow leak in your budget. I have my dear friend Vince, and he buys coffee. He also likes to write at Starbucks. So he gets probably a coffee a day at Starbucks. Now, I'm going to estimate it. It's $2. He's the only person that he drinks a ton of coffee now and buys it black. I'm going to estimate he spends $2 a day. And I think that's probably fair. So at 365, I did the math beforehand, guys, because I got the calculator. My math is not good. But 365 days times $2 is $730 a year. And so, you know, I don't know. That for us is beyond a mortgage payment. That's almost double what our mortgage is. So that's something that could be used. So I also looked at, if I would buy coffee, I'd buy pumpkin spice, although now everything I read about, I don't buy it anymore, or frappy or some kind of fancy pants coffee. But if I do this, I would do it weekly, which I don't. But I thought $525. I went on Starbucks site. At 52 weeks would be $273. Again, that's our mortgage payment right there. That, well, the principal, it's a little more with interest, but that I could get a killer day at the spa. I could hire the illustrator to do some work. There are a ton of other ways that that I could do that. And I can also give Vince a hard time about this because he's a good friend and Vince is really good with his money. If Vince was spending this every day on coffee and blowing mother money on a bunch of other things, I would say, hey man, as your friend, I want to say this, but he's good and doesn't do that. And so I'm like, have at it. Like, he loves coffee. He loves to be social at Starbucks. Like, it's worth the money that he spends. But that's because I know enough about him. If you are doing the coffee daily and buying the latest and greatest and the most fashionable thing, you're spending all this money. That's where we need to have discernment. That is where you need to be aware and that this can be a great exercise for you. Track where you would have spent the money and then the amounts. You're like, oh, normally I'd stop at $5 and at Starbucks and I'd spend $5. Use an app, a notebook. I did some research, but haven't used any of these. And I know in my other episodes on apps, there have been, that's been around the holiday time. But here are some apps that might be able to help you. The Lyft, LIFT app, Spending Tracker, Budget, Show Me the Money. I'd use Show Me the Money just based on time. If I could do all my podcast titles on 80 songs, I would, or 80 references. Maybe I'd stretch in the 90s a little bit, but then I would consider my life complete and have done an amazing feat. But if you're shopping on the store and say, oh, that pretty blouse, but you don't buy it because it's no spend day, put that $50 down and really become aware. Oh man, I didn't know how easily I bought bubble bath. Man, I like bubble bath. Wow, I would have bought 12 bottles of bubble bath this month. Let me do some research. I have some essential oils. Maybe I can make bubble bath on my own. And so when you figure out, okay, this is where I would have spent this, figure out I saved this in a day or I saved this in the weekend. And then I'm going to encourage you, well, like if there are, I saved this in a week and there are 52 weeks in a year, wow, this is just a small snapshot. I could have saved a couple $1,000 over a year by simply not buying coffee or buying a new shirt each week or buying bubble bath, whatever it is. Figure out what that amount would be in a year. And then you become aware as you're tracking this of what you spend your money on because they're habits. And I want to be clear here. It's not about having any pleasure in life. I talked about Vince and his coffee. He's social. He likes Starbucks. He drinks, I don't know how he's still alive. I mean, you'd think, I guess coffee does make you function or keeps you alive, or he'll be tickled in coffee when he goes on to the next adventure. But because he's good with other things and he actually owns less than any person I know. And so then, you know what, then coffee is pleasure for him. So you should absolutely do that. But it's about spending money on things that aren't quality or giving you a temporary lift in the moment or not being aware and then waking up in debt. That's what I'm trying to keep you away from. That is my goal for the no spend days. And again, like the motivation, get out of debt, save money for retirement, pay off the mortgage. Understanding that and what habits have to change to make that a reality. And then you're tracking and you're keeping and doing all this and you're having the no spend days. Have fun with it. What are you going to do with your savings? You know, Tony was injured in the Army and he gets a disability check. And the reality is he's probably in trouble as he ages. He's having challenges walking. He broke his back and some other things. And so we're trying to get, we just want what's fair. And I told him anyway, so we're like 75,000 on this list and it has been years. And this just bothers me. We need to, if we're going to send people to possibly die and take care of our country, then we need to take care of them when we come back. And so anyway, it's been years to get it reconfigured because he's having more challenges. And so when I said to him, he said, oh, I'm going to get it back. We'll put it more. And I said, you know what? Take something and spend it on yourself. You've earned this. You deserve it. It's been years. Yes, we want to pay off the mortgage. And yes, we've got solar, but do something for yourself. So that's what I want to say to you. If you pay off some debt, also take some money and do something nice for yourself. That helps keep you going. That helps keep you motivated. Reward yourself. Life is about joy and pleasure as well. Every time, you know, so think about, how would you want to do that? Every time I see the mortgage principal and see it goes down, that makes me happy. So it'd be for you, savings, paying something off, investment. Use that to motivate yourself and do something fun for yourself. Do something, get a facial, do something good. Because again, I think if you're like, wow, I really enjoyed that facial, this is a motivation for me to not go to Starbucks every week, because then I can get a facial every quarter. Treat yourself with some of that. I think that's just as important. Again, like when we talk about decluttering everything, I want you to have joy in life too. That's equally as important. It's not about spending every day clearing your clutter. It's about experiencing and living life and living in joy. Take actions from today's podcast. Figure out your motivation for no spend days. Choose the parameters for your no spend days. Time, rules, how you'll spend time. Make a list of all the things you can do for free. Declutter and make some money. Keep track of your savings. Decide what you'll do with the money you saved. On our next episode, we're talking about the hill you want to die on. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.